if it was open on that one side and it had a roof on it, you'd call it a porch.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Okay, window coverings.
Curtains, blinds.
Yeah, now what are blinds?
Drapes.
Are those blinds across there with the...
Yeah, those are blinds.
What if you had something that rolled up? What would you call that?
A drape.
The ones that roll up and then you can pull them down?
They're made of cloth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
a drape. Okay. What would you call your central heating unit?
The furnace.
Okay. If you had a second story on your house, you'd have to go up the...
Stairs.
Mm-hmm. What are all of the objects in this room collectively referred to as?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And a piece of furniture that a bunch of people can sit on is a...
Like a sofa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A piece of furniture that has a lot of drawers in it that you keep clothes in?
Well, the chest of drawers is the first one that comes to mind. A bureau is another word that's sometimes used.
Is a bureau the same as a chest of drawers?
In my mind it is.
Okay.
I'm sure there's probably some difference.
There's a low-lying piece of furniture that a woman can sit at and do her makeup with a mirror.
Dressing table.
Okay. And what would you call something that you would carry water around outside and it has a handle?
Sprinkler, a water can.
A water can, okay. Mm-hmm. And what would a water can be made out of?
Galvanized iron, usually.
Mm-hmm. How about those roofs that have that make a lot of noise when it rains? What are they made out of?
Tin roofs.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to wash dishes, you need something to wipe the dishes with. What do you
use? Dishcloth.
Uh-huh. And
dishcloth and a dish rag would be what you get the soap on and.
Okay, would the dishcloth be used to dry it then?
Right.
Okay. And what would you use to dry yourself off after a shower?
Towel.
Okay. When you go to wash dishes, you have to turn on the...
Faucet.
Uh-huh. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm. What would you heat water in for tea?
Tea kettle.
Okay. And what would you cook an egg in?
You can make a soft-boiled egg.
Well, if you're going to make a fried egg, for instance.
Frying pan, skillet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is a skillet the same as a frying pan?
Yeah, to mm-hmm. us it is.
Okay. Have you ever seen a lamp made out of a bottle with some liquid to burn in it and a rag wick?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Torch, I guess you'd call it a torch.
Okay, okay. What would you burn in a lamp?
Kerosene or lamp oil.
Okay. What would you call a bed that you make up on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay. And what would you call a heavy bed cover?
A quilt.
Have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan.
No.
It's S-U-G-A-N.
I never heard.
Okay.
Is that like a quilt?
Well, it's like a quilt, but it's heavier. It's like mm-hmm. a heavy range blanket.
Yeah.
They'd use it on the ranch in the cold weather,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And I think they have that up in like the Lubbock area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably on the high plains. What would you put on a pillow?
A pillow cover.
Okay.
Or a pillow slip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if the light goes out, what do you have to change?
The bulb.
Okay. And what do you watch programs on?
TV.
And what's the long version of that?
Television.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to protect your clothes when you're outside grilling, what would you put on?
An apron.
Okay. What would you wear if it was cold outside? You'd have to put on your...
Jacket or sweater or...
Something heavier?
Yeah, it depend on how cold it is. If it was raining, it might be a raincoat.
Okay.